Yo guys, what's up? This is Pranav Pandya here. I'm Tech GIS first year and today we'll be talking about fascinating stuff related to projection system. So let's get started. Now the projection system is especially a very important factor in any geographical studies because it defines the way we represent Earth, the 3D Earth surface into a 2D plane. This is especially required when we want to carry out any studies related to Earth's surface, and we are supposed to do it in a 2D plane. Now, these projection systems are a mathematical model to calculate the area and represent it in a 2D plane. Now, there are three major types of projection systems. One is conical projection system. In this, we take the Earth's surface and put a cone around it, and we imprint all the features which we can find on that conical plane, and then we open this cone to figure out the shape of the paper and draw that in a 2D plane. So this way we are able to represent the whole globe in a 2D plane. Some features will be extended, some features will be shrinked, and this is the problem with any mathematical model. As a great scientist has proved that it is not possible to represent a 3D plane, 3D surface into a 2D plane. But still, we can hope for the best and get as much accuracy as we can. It won't be 100%, but we can keep going. And this conical projection system has a main feature that it projects the Earth surface with in the 2D plane, which is true to the shape. Now the area might get distorted, but the shape remains the same. And this is important for political maps, and this is why conical projection system is popularly used. Now another system is cylindrical projection system. It is used by placing the Earth in the center of the cylinder and imprinting all the features of the Earth into that cylinder inner surface. And then this cylinder is opened up to see the features represented, and that is how we are able to obtain the Earth surface in a 2D plane. Now if you can imagine, suppose the Earth is in our fist, the North Pole is in one tip of the finger and South Pole is on our thumb. Now when we are placing this in the cylinder and we are representing all the features and imprinting this in the cylinder surface, then the poles, they will have a very small portion, and this small portion will be on all the parts of the cylinder. So when we will be opening the cylinder, all the features, all the pole part will be completely in the cylinder. So it will have a very large area, and that's why in the atlas we can see that say the poles, the Antarctica is like a very big area, but this is not true. This representation is not true to the surface, but it is true to the area, and that is why cylindrical projection system is also used. Now the third one is azimuthal or planar projection system. In this, we assume our sheet of paper as a plane surface and we put this plane on the Earth surface. So one point which is on the center of this plane paper will have a true shape and will have true area, but the other features will be expanded, and in this projection system the Earth will look like a circle. So it has some of its own issues, but still it is also being used. In this, you can consider that we are taking the globe and putting a paper on top or bottom or anywhere which we are filling to put, whichever country we are projecting, that country is on the center and all the other regions are prescribed on it. Now this all mathematical models have their own problems, have their own features, and have their own demerits. And no projection system is perfect, as explained by a well-known scientist. So This scientist was Carl Guess, who proved that no mathematical model can represent Earth's surface exactly on a 2D plane. But still, we are always trying to get a better projection system. So that's how US military developed a UTM projection system, which is Universal Transverse Mercator Projection System. Now, in this projection system, we are employing the cylinder, but we are transversing it. The transverse word itself suggests that we are placing the cylinder north and south and then rotating it. So, the end points of the cylinder are on the equator. Now, we are splitting the cylinders into small sections. Each section will therefore be covering from the north pole to the south pole. And this cylinder is divided into 60 parts. So, each part will be of 6 degrees because 360 by 60 is 6 degrees. So, each part is of 6 degrees and this 6 degrees form the zone. Therefore, there are 60 zones. Each zone has 6 degree cover of the earth. And we are adjusting it in such a way that all of the regions are covered. So, this system is more accurate than the cylindrical projection system, and the areas covered in each zone are true to the area. That's why some countries which are falling in one zone, they employ that zone for projecting their surface on the earth, and they are able to project themselves in the world map. And therefore, at the end, in UTM projection system, whole grid of the maps are prepared. This grid forms a 2D plane in which everything is in a grid in a block, and thus each strip of this cylinder is of 6 degrees, and that's how 60 strips are drawn and they are collinearly placed to form the world map. That is how US military developed their projection system to map the whole world. So, yo guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening.